Studio.
This is your boy DJ Rampage. I'm throwing it back crazy. You dig it?
With this, I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Harp? Dope a dog, dope food. A competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This ain't my Ginsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop.
Back on Last Day Radio Network, Series XM 141, HUR Voices.
I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is
I heard a rumor that on NCAA 26, my guy J.J. Smith, wide receiver for The Ohio State University, the reigning national champions, I want to make sure I get that plug in, that he's going to be a 100. He's going to be the first perfect rating in this second iteration of the game. And I'm not a gamer. I have a PS5. But the only game that I've played recently in many years, during COVID, I played video games. There's nothing else to do. You couldn't leave the house. Out in Arizona, they actually had the National Guard on the Beltway. You couldn't even get on the 101 in Arizona. I heard that they closed off I-40 and you couldn't get into California. So there was nothing to do but play video games. So during COVID, to keep my sanity, I played a whole season of NBA 2K with my created players for my Washington Wizards. So I created myself, and I was basically Wembanyama before Wembanyama. I'm 7'4", and have a 99% three and a 99 vert and dunk, and was averaging like 45 points a game. And I played all 82 games and playoffs because there's nothing else to do. But I'm not a gamer. But I do play the NCAA football game. That's the only game that I will play. I sharpen up my skills so that when I bump into my nephews, I can compete. I played a little bit of FIFA back in the day, but my nephews in Cleveland, Tristan and Bryce, they wore me out at FIFA so bad that I pretty much threw in the towel there. But I'll play a little bit of NCAA 25, and with NCAA 26 coming out over the summer or late in the summer, you realize we're only 16, 17 weeks away from the start of college football season. We're getting into the summer. I know the Rampage producing the show and the DJ Mix, I always love Big Daddy Kane. Rampage is talking about summer madness. We're getting into May, and then it'll be the summer months. And then it will be training camp. And then it will be the Ohio State defending their national championship. And I'm telling you, Ohio State is going to have a real good shot to repeat in this mother bleeper. That roster is loaded. That's a loaded roster. Ohio State's become Georgia. And I know that scum, you got Bryce Underwood. And Ohio State's going to Ann Arbor in November. And look, scum has beaten Ohio State four times in a row. And I know that Michigan fans believe that college football has only existed for 4 years. And to have a rivalry, you have to win at some point. Because I think Ohio State had won like 13 out of 14 before that. But two teams, the last two national championships, hate each other. Recruiting, the fans are at a frenzy. It's going to be great. And I'm excited. Which is a great segue, because I was going to talk about Nick Saban. I was listening to a podcast and I heard a story about Nick Saban calling a staff meeting and calling a meeting with the board of trustees at Alabama after winning a national championship the next day and basically saying it's time to get back to work. And I was inspired by that story. But then I read this. On sportingnews.com, Nick Saban appears to be taking an active role in pushing for NIL reform. He recently met with President Donald Trump in hopes of influencing significant changes to the current rules. President Donald Trump is considering an executive order aimed at greater scrutiny towards name, image, and likeness deals in college athletics. Saban has been a vocal critic of NIL's impact on college athletics and reportedly proposed NIL reform rather than elimination. While the exact changes Saban is advocating for remain unclear, it's evident he's working behind the scenes to help reshape and preserve the future of college sports. Now it remains to see if the meeting worked and Trump is going to go through with reformation. First of all, I think that President Trump has a lot more important things on his plate. And I'm not going to get partisan here, but I would think with the war in Ukraine, the fact that he's been very vocal about annexing Greenland and Canada, the economy is in the toilet. We are teetering on the verge of a recession. I personally have lost an astronomical amount of money within my 401k. And I know that there are a lot of people that are out there that are trying to gaslight you, saying that the fact that, if you keep your money in your 401k, you're going to be fine. It's Dave Ramsey. Oh, well, it's not a big deal. I'm a long game player. Well, everyone's not a long game player. What about people that want to retire? Now, everybody doesn't have, I mean, Lance Day has the time. I'm only 46 years old, but everybody doesn't have another 20 years to work. Dave Ramsey. Everybody doesn't have a syndicated talk show where they're making millions of dollars. Dave Ramsey. Everyone hasn't sold New York Times best-selling books, Dave Ramsey. The people on Fox News and Friends. I don't really care about the 401k as long as I'm very happy with the current policies. There are some policies that I agree with that President Trump's doing. I'm not going to get into that. A lot of policies that I disagree with. But I want to have as much of my cache as possible. So you have all of these things going on domestically and with geopolitics. And I find it very interesting. And I don't know if there are any legs to this, but I think it would be very interesting if the president of the United States would be focused on a bunch of 19-year-olds actually getting paid for their services. And I was going to praise Nick Saban, who is fantastic on TV. But Nick Saban is trending to be the first billionaire coach because he's invested his money. And Nick Saban was an amazing coach. Just a national championship machine. Alabama's been the gold standard for not just college football, but for sports in general. Alabama either wins the Natty under Nick Saban, or you have to go through Alabama to win the Natty. So if you're Ohio State, you're Clemson, you're Georgia, some of these other teams that have won national championships in the recent era, you had to go through Bama. Michigan, you got to go through Bama. They're the final boss. But Nick Saban's going to be a billionaire. You got car dealerships all over Alabama. Nick Saban made his money off the backs of predominantly African-American players. And I don't have a problem with that because Nick Saban is the best in the country at what he does. But why is he tinkering around? We all know that he decided to stop coaching. And in his 70s, probably don't want to deal with NIL. You don't want to deal with the fact that players can basically be free agents every year. And I've talked about NIL. I think that NIL does need some reform. But I don't want to hear that coming from Nick Saban. Because Nick Saban thrived in the old school where you had absolute control over the player. He could get as many 4 or 5-star talents as he wanted. He could stockpile them. He could put them on the bench so that if it didn't work out with Jalen Hurts starting, you have Tua coming off the bench. He was also a 5-star. And in many ways, you treat the players like they are property. When you hear the fans in the comment sections, you go to different websites, not just political websites, just go to sports websites. A lot of fans think that the players are property, even my Buckeye fans. Where they talked about Kyle McCord. I'm not even making this fully racial. They think these players are property. Not only is the player supposed to go out, pass for 400 yards, five touchdowns, but that player is supposed to come and mow your lawn and serve you lemonade and iced tea afterwards. God forbid someone like Shedeur Sanders, which we talked about all last week ad nauseum, but God forbid a player is able to get money for their image. You should be like the O'Bannon brothers. You should just be able to slap, EA Sports should just be able to slap their picture on a video game and they not get paid for it because they're pieces of property. They signed up to play for UCLA and be pieces of property, indentured servants. And I just don't continue to buy that. I always say to watch the tea leaves, watch what individuals are doing. Nick Saban has all the money in the world. He's not going to live long enough to spend the money that he has, that he earned, that he deserves, being the best in the industry. But why can't J.J. Smith? Why can't Bryce Underwood? Why can't some of these high-level recruits that are going to bring in Cooper Flagg, going to bring in astronomical money to their organizations, to their colleges, making enrollment go up, buttressing mistakes made by the executive leadership and presidents of the school? Why can't they get paid? Why can't they drive a Lamborghini or a Bentley? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with these people having money in case they shred their knee and don't play in the NFL? What's wrong with getting $6, $7, $8 million while you're in college? I get it. Nico Iamalava, he overplayed his hand, didn't work out. Shedeur Sanders overplayed his hand, didn't work out. In capitalism, it doesn't always work out. Elon Musk overplayed his hand with Tesla, getting in bed with the MAGA movement. Not that I have a problem with that. But statistically, the people that buy Teslas are Democrats and liberals and people that want to save the earth. It's business. It's not personal. But it's not supposed to be personal. I think it gets personal when you see the wrong age group and the wrong perceived IQ, and especially the wrong color of skin. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
In a shotgun, 2x2 wide receivers, Wisner in the backfield with him. Ewers set to toss. Ewers being chased, hit by Jack Sawyer, knocked the ball out. Sawyer's picked it up and he's running down the right side. Jack Sawyer hits the 50-yard line to the Texas 40. Sawyer to the 30, to the 20 of Texas. Jack Sawyer is going to take it into the end zone. His second fumble recovery of the season, Jack Sawyer, Ohio State defensive end. He finally got to Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. And Jack Sawyer races it into the end zone to give Ohio State a 27-14 lead over Texas.
You are listening to the Lance J. Hip
hop has
Network.
Been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital.
Putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.